Like Mother, written by Cassandra Austin and read by Jackie Duncan, Lawrence Brewer and Taylor Owens. This can't be happening. Louise has searched in the cot, tossing the crocheted blankets out entirely, and under the cot, right to the dark corners of the nursery. She has repeatedly worried the bathroom, although she can see perfectly well that the pink curve of the bath is as empty as an opened hand, including the cupboards and washing basket, and she has located the bassinet in the living room, finding only slackened straps. Nothing. She stands now in the hallway, hand on her chest to calm the rising panic, unsure where to look next. It's so quiet. Light strains through the strip of bubbled, tea-coloured glass that runs the length of the front door, throwing a golden glow against the wall and her legs. Not a sound. Because Lolly is sleeping. If Lolly weren't sleeping, she would be screaming. Screaming and sleeping are the only two possibilities because Lolly is teething. Sore gums and drool. Why else would it be? Could it be? So quiet. She isn't ill. She isn't. She's sleeping, which is what Louise has been wanting for days. So why on earth is she ransacking the house threatening to wake her? Louise puts her hands to her cheeks, admonished. She wakes Dolores all the time, slips him to stand beside the cot, check on her breathing, remove a blanket, fuss, and inevitably wake her. Stephen begs her to stop, and her inability to stop is why they both look so tired, half circles of moon beneath their eyes. The golden morning light licking her leg disappears, perhaps because of a cloud passing in front of the sun, and she shivers slightly. She's exhausted. Sleep when baby sleeps, says her mother. She should go and lie down. If she finds where Lolly is sleeping and wakes her, which she will, and Lolly starts screaming again, which she will, Louise might, quite honestly, lose her mind. She needs to leave well enough alone. Her black flats whisper against the hallway runner as she heads back towards her and Stephen's bedroom. The unmade bed and its crumpled brown coverlet aren't inviting, though, and this new behaviour, trusting 4 solid months of love and responsibility without being able to see her daughter, is new. Not easy. She can't lie down yet. She needs distraction.